Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. This is going to be a wild show today. If you can't tell already, there's somebody else here, and it's definitely not Dan. We've got a special guest all the way from Oz who is going to be joining us, and I just can't wait to just share everything that she is with you today, just her power, her excitement, her energy, her rawness, her just authenticity online. It's very, very rare that you'll meet other people in the space who not only just show up in their wholeness and their fullness and their bigness, but that's actually who they are. And this woman, she truly, truly embodies that in her brand and her messaging and her marketing. And I just can't wait for you guys to connect and really drop in on this episode and get some tidbits of how you can start to embrace that in your own lives and your own brands and your own businesses. So please welcome Miss Kezia.
Hello, America. Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. Oh, what an introduction. I feel all the juiciness in myself, girl.
All kinds of juiciness. Oh, man. So let's do this. Let's give everyone a little bit of a quick little biopsy, synopsis, background of like the magic that you are so that they know what they're getting into. Okay. And then from there, we'll drop on into some juiciness.
I got it. So my name is Kezia Lee. I come all the way from the Gold Coast of Australia. I am 31 years old. 2 years ago, I went through one of the biggest transformations of my life. I owned a hairdressing salon. I had 10 employees. I had all of the success from the outside. I was getting all of my validation needs met by, you know, having this comma under and the comma thing, successful business, and, you know, had the life of freedom, and I was still feeling deeply unfulfilled. So I went on a journey, a deep journey, and I decided to sell my salon. I decided to let everything I knew about myself and my identity and who I was and who I thought and question it all, question society, question my life, and took a really deep dive into so many areas, sexuality, plant medicine, self-development, personal development, business, and yeah, here I am. This is a rough tidbit 2 years later, and now I help to unlock women into their fullest potential, their fullest self-expression, their fullest amazingness, because I believe as women, especially in the year of 2020, we get to have it all, we get to receive, we get to have the business of our dreams, have the life of our dreams, and we get to show up powerfully online and have a message that, and this is actually my why. My why is so that we as women, we get to tap into our ultimate expression so that our message, which is a message of, you know, what if my message helps to unlock one person on this call today and one person then goes out to her family and her community and changes hundreds of people's lives. So my highest expression means that I can help to unlock that in others.
2 minute, like,
just ruminate in that and just let that sink in there. There's so many layers to this, and it's like, all right, where do we want to start? Let's kind of just address like the biggest elephant in the room that I feel like so many women are facing right now, and it's just this law of conformity that I feel like exists in just society, and especially in entrepreneurial worlds, of like, this is how you show up, and this is what vulnerability, air quotes, looks like, and this is what authenticity looks like. And really what I feel like for so many women, there's almost a fear of their power that I feel like comes up, and almost like a fear of their bigness. And I feel like you definitely are somebody who really embraces and embodies owning your bigness.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people do, as one of the common triggers that people say about me is like, oh my gosh, I'm really triggered. Even last night, this guy that I have kind of been hanging out with, and he's like, oh, the first thing that triggers me is how loud you are. And I'm like, cool. Great. I think, you know, when it comes to being women, owning your bigness does not mean that you have to. For what I'm working on now is actually leaning into my softness. And my bigness doesn't mean, or my softness doesn't mean that I'm still not powerful. But I guess as women right now, I think, you know, the self-expression piece and the conformity piece around, you know, even what we should say online or how we should be or look or all of that stuff, it's, you know, it keeps us like trapped. And, you know, I feel like women right now, and I'm all for like equality, and I'm not like feminism or any of that shit, but I work with women a lot. So I always speak to this so much, but I feel like right now on the planet, you know, women, our creativity and what we're birthing is going to save the world. You know, that our magic, when we tap into that, we tap into what, you know, lies between our legs and lies within our womb. It's like this creative magic. When we fully honor that genius and that power that's, you know, activated within there, like that's the shit that can really change the world. Like our feminine magnetism is like, woof, that shit is juicy and it is incredible. And, you know, we need the men for the pillars and the structures and for them to like hold us in our juicy creativeness. But I feel like when we're not being in our power, and power doesn't always mean loud, power means surrendering and power means allowing, you know, and you know, an entrepreneurial journey, like you have to surrender your identity, like on the fucking regular, hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, who am I today? I don't even know.
Yeah.
So surrendering, and that is a massive part of being powerful as well, and allowing that flow to come through.
I think it's a conversation that a lot of people get hung up on, because we get into the dance between flow and force, and like the misconception of what strength and power actually are. And I love what you're touching on here when we're talking about power in our softness, the strength in our softness. Right. And it's actually the softest part of us as women that is the strongest, not this masculine forcing, bulldozing energy, though that is incredibly beautiful. But as women, we have this incredible gift being naturally feminine human beings to just radiate and be magnetizing and be somebody who just encapsulates attention. And not in a way that's sexual or sensual or seductive, though that can be a component, but it's just this alluring energy that we have because we're just so in love with ourselves and so in love with our life.
Yeah, that's been like actually one of my biggest, because I, you know, I came from a hairdressing salon and for like, you know, 10 years. So I've been in business since I was 22, you know, nearly 10 years. And, you know, I can do the hustle. That's like, I can do that shit with my eyes closed. And I think a lot of women are in that space right now. Of like, okay, do this and, you know, but what I think is actually being called forth from us right now is to step into new levels. I mean, I know it's in my vortex of receiving, and in business, I'm like, I really tuned in. I was like, well, like, what actually brings me joy? And I'm like, I do not want to be working 15 hours a day like that. I don't want that. I want to spend time with my friends. I want to play. I want to have more joy. I want to have better sex. I want to have more pleasure. And I actually think when we set intention and every day we connect back to our bodies, like if you're trying to create an amazing business and an amazing impact, what if it's possible that you don't actually have to work as hard, and that when you're tapped into source and spirit and when you're tapped into your womb and your creative flow, that you can magnetize anything that you choose, and it's your radiance and your magnetism that actually brings forth to you what you truly need.
I'm just like, we're the same human right now. Yes.
Yeah, we are, girl.
This is a fun one because you can feel it just like in that conversation and like in this topic, the resistance that so many people have. And I feel like it's almost coming from this place of distrust, either with ourselves or a source or whatever it is, where we're like, but it doesn't logically make sense. And how does that possibly work? And I think it's this piece of what I've seen where we're not fully comprehending from the body perspective of what it actually feels like to be in our bodies. We want to intellectually understand it, and we're doing the things that we think we should be doing to be more in our feminine, but it doesn't come from the process of doing. It comes more so from this process of being. And so I'd love to just have you share in your experience, what does that look like for you personally to just kind of soften into being in this place of receiving and leaning back in business, and how that's shown up for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. The tangibles. It's always good to do the tangibles. Sometimes I forget about that. I'm like, oh yeah, I just happened. Oh shit, people actually need tangibles to do the things.
Yeah, yeah. There was a process in there somewhere.
So last year, I guess in my coaching business, I call it up with like, you know, I was a bit in the street fighter phase. So I think, you know, at the start of your new business, you kind of go through this, like, I call it a street fighter phase. It's like, you know, and I coach a lot of my people through this. I'm like, you kind of just like throw in some punches and just like seeing what hits, you know, you're like, oh my God, is that working? Is that working? Should I be speaking to this niche? Should I be speaking to this market? So I've kind of gotten through that phase. I've kind of gotten, you know, I've gotten a really great, you know, audience, and I'm like, okay, cool. The overwhelm came. And so now at the start of this year, I committed to, okay, this is the year I'm going to receive. And because this is my deepest work, the tangibles of that look like, you know, because I think part of the sometimes the downfall is that, or what happens in this business spiritual development world is that, you know, we come out of the corporate or whatever, and then we go into it and we learn all the things, you know, and we're learning all the things in the mind. The mind's like, okay, cool. I know Tony Robbins. I know this stuff. And I've got all these things in the mind. And the mind will only get you so far. It's only going to take you to one step. And then what happens is, like, we can't ignore the nervous system. Like, the nervous system and the body's physiology is like, it's so potent. So she's just laughing. She's like, girl, you're fucking speaking my language. Is that what's going on there? If you guys can't see us, but.
we'll drop into that in a second. I'll recap what's happening in my mind.
So the nervous system, it doesn't lie. And so as women, we will burn out our nervous systems, and maybe you could have a bit more testosterone, or, you know, there's genetics, and like, I'm obsessed with learning every single thing I can about myself, you know, human design, horoscope, like everything. I'm so obsessed with knowing all about how I work, but I committed to receiving, and tangibly that looks like now, oh, even in, you know, I'm single at the moment, so I'm dating. I'm like, you know, what does that look like for me to receive a man and have me show up in vulnerability, especially as a strong, independent woman? You know, that's a real edge for me. And how can I ask for what I want? Like, asking for help. You know, everything is momentum. Energy is momentum. So even when it comes from my clients, I'm like, go ask out 5 people. You want to call in this person? Like, go ask out 5 people. I'm like, it doesn't have to make it mean anything, but do the energy and the energy action into momentum. And what that's really looked like out and tangible is now I make sure that I spend 5 minutes, you know. I think for as women, you know, meditation is great, but I think it's really important for us to be in our bodies. So I put on like 5 great songs, and I do my breath work, and I move my hips, and my self-pleasure ritual or practice might be 30 minutes, but it's not always like flicking the bean and just having a great time. It's actually being in my body. Like, you know, oh my God, like, fuck, you've got a great elbow, Kezia, you know, but breathing into her, and, you know, if it goes down that way. But, you know, the other night I had a moment, and I was just like, I have no idea who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm being called, you know, when you get called into receivership, what happens? And when you're moving through these different levels of ways of being, which you've set an intention, because I believe that whatever we put intention into, we create. So my intention was to receive. So I have to move energetically into a new way of being. When that means everything that's not serving me has to die. And you're not just like, yay, I'm receiving shit now. Spirit's like, no, you're going to move through all of your old shit and you're going to receive. And I'm like, okay, well, cool. You've got to also receive pain. Can you be okay, like, actually crippled on the floor in pain, screaming, and like, I have no idea who I am. Like, I was literally, my mother passed away when I was 17. I was literally crying on the floor, like screaming at her. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I have no idea what to do right now. Like, please help me, you know? And since then I had to be in my breakdown for like 2 days, but this is the initiation into new ways of being. And can we love ourselves and trust so deeply that we are always in the right place, and that we are always being held, and that we are always supported? And that whether it's God, source, spirit, whatever it is that you want to believe in, I don't care, you know, that is always with you. And that just allows the, you know, because I don't think we're great at tapping in this day and age, you know, emotions like sadness and anger and rage are not so welcomed, you know, we might associate it with violence. And when we tap into actually unblocking the hose and unkinking the hose, that's flow state. And that's, you know, feeling the sensations and not making it mean anything.
I love this. You're touching on so many different pieces I want to jump into. I was laughing when you were talking about the experience of being in our body and this process of the nervous system at some point catching up to us. And I think where this shows up for so many entrepreneurial women who've had a lot of success is burnout, adrenal fatigue, anxiety. Mm-hmm. we're forced to slow down. And it's so interesting because we oftentimes associate these slower times as being drawbacks or pushbacks, but we don't recognize it as this redirection of, hey, what you're doing actually isn't working, even though it's quote unquote working financially, it's not working wholly. Like, it's not working in your wholeness. It's not working in congruence with your highest excitement or what's really in alignment for you. Yeah. And so I was laughing even more because I was like, oh, and then there's pregnancy. And then the experience that comes with that when our body is just bringing in all of these different things, these experiences that we have that we literally don't have any control over. And I love what you're bringing up here. And I love talking about it in kind of this process of like a metamorphosis. Anytime we're up leveling, we always have to shed and release before we can be reborn.
Yeah.
And that is so uncomfortable because we literally have to let go of everything that we thought we know. We had to surrender and let our old selves essentially die so that we can create from a clean slate. And that for a lot of people is really, really scary and really, really uncomfortable. And also it's what creates space for us to step into something so much bigger. Because what you're speaking into right now is our ability to expand our emotional capacity. For anyone that's tuning in and listening, we oftentimes have a range of emotion or a depth of emotion that we allow ourselves to experience, right? We say, okay, I don't go into any of those negative emotions, right? We associate a label of negativity to any lower frequency or higher density emotions. And we maintain a emotional experience of just living in a constant state of happiness, moving forward, pushing, gratitude, but we don't ever go into the depth. And so we're essentially trapped in this field that we can really experience. And what Keys is talking about is when we actually start to go into the depth without the association or the label of negative, bad, or wrong, or not good, and we feel our sadness, we feel our anger, we feel our grief, that's when we actually expand our emotional capacity. We expand our ability to experience emotion at such greater depth, which is beautiful because it means the more that we can experience our sadness, the more that we can experience our joy. And when we're talking about receivership, we're talking about magnetism, we can only receive to the capacity of which we first evolved ourselves. So what that means then is if you've only limited yourself to experience and live in a certain body of emotions, right? I can only experience joy to this capacity because I only allow myself to experience sadness to this capacity, right? You can only receive equal to what it is you've embodied emotionally. And so as we expand your emotional capacity, your emotional depth, now you're actually able to receive at such a greater level. And so these breakdowns, and I love that you're bringing it up, are such a gift because they actually are breaking open the shell or the walls of our own imprisonment of what we're capable of. And they're just allowing us to expand into something so much greater.
One of my best friends, she works very deeply in sexuality, and she says, and she talks a lot about pleasure, and it's like we can only experience, like she'll talk about, you know, a lover, and she's like, oh wow, he can really meet me in a lot of pleasure. So we can only hold as much pleasure as we can hold as much pain, you know? And I think being an amazing entrepreneur and being an amazing leader, if you want to put yourself in that category, is, I mean, I believe everyone that I support has a mission on their heart. It's like that they're an entrepreneur because they believe in contribution. They want to, are inspired to give back and to serve. And having great range as a leader and as an entrepreneur, and that's like range to go to all the places. I think the most amazing entrepreneurs that I know are ones that have the ability to go to all places.
And I think the story that I'll oftentimes hear in response to this conversation is there's a fear that comes up for so many people of the narrative is, if I feel it, I don't know if it'll stop. If I go into my sadness, if I go into my darkness, will I ever see the light again?
Yeah.
And I think this is it's a very real fear for a lot of people because we've been conditioned societally, regardless of where you are in the world, honestly, to believe that it's like, well, if I don't feel it, then it's not there. But the truth is it is, and it's stuck in your body energetically. Any emotion that you've experienced, just because you're not expressing it doesn't mean it's not there. And that's actually what's weighing you down and keeping you in these lower, more dense way of just existing. And so what you're speaking into, and I love it, is it's just like the more that we experience and we release and we feel, knowing that all of it's temporary, the good and the not so great, it allows us to just be able to open up our space so that we can actually have more space for what it is we want to cultivate versus holding on to where we've been.
Yeah, totally. I love that and that topic. And it's like, I always, you know, I speak to, you know, because your energetics are everything. Like energy is the main thing that I work with most of my clients. I'm like, I'm not going to give you the strategy if you've still got blocks that are not, you know, you're not willing to look at. Because if we have a vision, like I know I've got this vision of where I'm going, you know, you've seen it, you felt it, you felt the children, you felt the business, you felt the millions of people, you felt whatever that might be. But I can't just go from where I am now to here. Just like you said, we have to cultivate the energetic body to hold forth what we want to bring through. And that requires like cleaning and cleansing the pipe constantly. So I call this like, we've got an energetic pipe to source and spirit into the ground. And if our pipe is kinked, if our hose is kinked, then we're going to create blocks. So if I want to hold this vision, I have to, you know, I'm not just going to get $5 million tomorrow because energetically I couldn't hold that. You know, so each part of this little journey is also like, okay, cool. This is amazing. Like I'm loving that journey and like, and, you know, cleansing the pipe. And if, you know, if anyone's listening and they don't know even where they would start to do this embodiment work, you know, I would encourage you is to get curious. And, you know, I mean, you can reach out to me or Sophie as well, I'm sure. And, you know, but for me, doing a lot of work around sexuality and doing, you know, plant medicine and like, I'm just so open to everything and everything. That's that range thing I talked about because I love to meet my edges. I love to meet the parts of me. I actually like feeling fear. I'm like, oh, I don't know what would fear me right now. So, you know, because I'm willing to face off with death. And that allows me as an entrepreneur and as a human to be pretty unwavering. It's like when the chaos hits in my business, my center is like, I'm full good. I know how to breathe. Breath work, super powerful modality to release emotion. I can be calm in the chaos. And this entrepreneur journey, it's like, it's for reals. It's not like, oh, yay, love and light, you know? And it's like, fuck, mate, this is intense, which is also great because it calls you forward to a higher level of being all the time. Mm-hmm. I actually love like what I teach is just what I want to be. I'm literally teach my girls how I want to be. I'm like, I want to be this, which means that I have to hold myself to a level of integrity because if I don't do it, then I'm letting them down. And I just believe we're just like channeling through to them what we are doing.
Yeah, constantly in that receivership. So here's, I think, the next piece that we can really lean into, because I think this is the other question that comes up for a lot of people. I work predominantly with women. I feel like you work predominantly with women as well. So this will be a predominantly woman-focused conversation. Apologies to the men in the room. I promise I'll get a male expert in here at some point when it comes to sexuality. It's really this piece that I feel, in my experience, the biggest block for most women has been around their sensuality and their sexuality and just that self-expression. And a lot of the work that I've done and that I've moved a lot of people through as well is it's been this piece of, well, I want to show up in the business, but there's this persona that I have to show up as, and like I can't show these parts of me. And like there's just so many limiting beliefs and barriers and stories and narratives that we create about wanting to play it safe or not feeling safe to be seen or not feeling safe to step into it, not feeling safe in our bodies, not even feeling our bodies a lot of times is what comes up when it can get to, it's just certain levels for some women where they just don't allow themselves to even be in their body because it's so uncomfortable. So I'm curious to just hear from you, love, in your experience with moving through a lot of this work. What have been some of the most profound findings for you and anything that you want to share and or speak into that's coming through to share with anyone listening?
The sexuality one has been like massive for me from about 18 to 28, you know, after I lost my mum, one of my coping mechanisms, as we all have among many of them, was, you know, I used to work a lot, like 6 days a week, and then I used to go out and get drunk. That was my like, cool, I'm party girl. And it was almost like my way to actually tap into the wild woman and tap into my expression because I thought I needed alcohol to do it. So, you know, for that period of time and to not actually feel the grief. Actually, sometimes it even was to allow myself to feel the grief, like, oh, cool. Like I'm feeling grief after when I'm hungover. And so the sexuality piece was for that most of that time, you know, I had a few relationships here and there, but nothing serious. And most of my experiences with sexuality were drunk. So for the last 2 years after I stopped drinking, it was like I need to break down and go into and heal those parts of myself. You know, like I had so much shame. around my sexuality, like to even share this, like, oh, I've slept probably over 100 men, you know, and what in society and I had made that mean about myself was like next level. Like nobody would ever want you. You're disgusting. Like, and so complete disconnect from my body. And then when I finally decided to heal this journey and go on a deep self journey, you know, I then encountered so many problems with my body. You know, I had like consistent thrush for like, you know, 9 months and anything I did wasn't working. But I think it was my body just purging all of the shit that I had kind of put it through. It's like, no, you're like, it wouldn't even let me be intimate with anyone else because it was like, no, girl, you've got to heal and you've got to make sure that when you choose who you're intimate with now, that it's going to be from a place of like real choice and real conscious awareness. And yeah, it just, you know, I did some work, an embodiment of work called Dancing Eros. I don't know if they have it in the States. Have you heard of that?
What is it?
Dancing Eros.
That sounds familiar.
It's like I journeyed through like 8 different archetypes of woman and sexuality. So it's like an erotic dance journey, but it's like deep transformation. Like I've never expressed. And like you said before, it's like to go through that sadness. So for nearly for that 8 weeks, and this is at the start of last year or maybe just after I'd sold my business. So I literally experienced, I've never felt depression before. I felt depression because I had blocked so many of my emotions for so long with alcohol, drugs, work, busyness, that I felt depression for about 8 weeks because I was moving through my mum's death, moving through the shame of how I'd treated my body, moving through all those pieces. You know, so if people are listening and there's, you know, they know potentially there's some healing, but to do that deep work is, yes, it might be painful, but it's so vital. I really think it's important to go there. And, you know, because if you're like in a phase of, I can't take out time for my business, or I can't take, but if you don't choose it, it will choose you. That is my favorite saying, because you either, the burnout will happen or something will happen. Your business will fall apart because your energetics, you physically can't keep going the way you're going. It's just not possible in my belief systems, you know? And so doing the deep work and unblocking those parts of yourself and stepping into owning, you know, so many women are disconnected from their pussy. Like I had no connection to her. I was like, I totally misused her all the times. Of course she hated me. She's like, you don't care about me. You just put any old dick inside you for a while, you know? And now it's like, I've had to really journey with the pleasure of self and like self pleasure and connection to my body, you know, what I like and ask for what I want. And yeah, really, you know, releasing shame and guilt is one of the most powerful, I talk about this so much, is one of the most powerful things that you can do. Because if we, you know, even I, when I was about 21, I contracted HPV, the herpes virus. So that shit alone ate me up for like 10 years. Because I was like, who would possibly want me? And now that I've become public about it, you know, I don't get symptoms, I don't get outbreaks, but there's so many women and men like reached out to me. They're like, oh my gosh, me too. I haven't told anyone. And that lives inside you, like that is poison, like literal poison. So, you know, your business and your life, it's all energetic. So if there's anything that you're holding on to that you have shame or you have guilt or you haven't had that conversation that you wish you had of, that is going to affect your business. If you want to receive abundance and if you want impact and if you want money and flow, if you're not clearing your channel and your pipe always consistently, you will keep coming up against blocks. And if it doesn't choose you, if you don't choose it, it'll choose you. It'll knock you on your ass.
I love this. And to just make this more concrete for those of you tuning in who maybe you haven't yet explored this world.
So much. I know. Sorry. I just throw it all in the ring.
I love it. No, it's great. You'll oftentimes experience this. And what I'll see is there's so many people who are doing all of the right things. They're doing all of the right things, but it's not working. And there's this frustration and it's cause constantly seeking and this constant feeling like you need to do more. And that's when we can start to recognize that it's not what's out here in this materialistic world. It's not the strategy, it's not the structure, it's not the systems. It's you. It's taking radical responsibility for the biggest shift that needs to happen is an energetic shift in your own embodiment. And that's really what we're speaking into here, because I feel like Kiza, for you as well, a lot of the women that will come in to these containers with a belief that, well, I just want to be big and bold and like show up and make a shit ton of money and be abundant. Give me the strategy and let's fucking do it. Like, tell me how you did it. And we sit here and we say, okay, you know, here's the roadmap. It's so simple. It really is. Like business and marketing, it's a very, very simple process. the real work is the energetics behind why it's not working. And I think this is where a lot of people get hung up, because it's an uncomfortable conversation to take radical responsibility for the experiences that we're having in our lives. It's so much easier to blame a strategy or to blame a system or to blame a structure or to blame a blueprint and say, that's why it's not working.
Blame a coach.
Yeah. And though there may be some relevancy inside of that, it's important that we also take radical responsibility and say, where am I not feeling an energetic alignment? And where am I actually not feeling like I'm living in my highest excitement? And where is it that I'm not actually showing up in my wholeness or my fullness, whatever that means or whatever that looks like to me, so that I can actually be the most magnetizing, most radiant, self-expressed version of me possible?
That's the work, truly.
Yeah.
Like, because business is just an expression of you. It's just a teammate. That's all it is. Same with money. You know, I talk about this a lot. It's just a teammate that we journey with in part of our lives. Like, you're on a mission. You're on your soul's mission. And if business and money is what you've chosen right now, like, they're just assisting you in parts of your journey. So your energetics is, it's everything. It's truly everything.
I think the piece that we'll touch on briefly here is, I know there's a lot of people out there right now who are in a space where you've set intentions, you've set these goals for yourself, you've set the dream of where it is you want to be. And we're oftentimes faced with disappointment when we have a projection of how we want a launch to go or business to go or plan to go. And it doesn't happen the way we wanted it to. And we see this as just like this frustration and this like piece that's like so heavy. And I'd love to just speak into this briefly and just invite those of you that are in that space right now to recognize the opportunity that source, that life, that universe, that God, whatever it is that you believe in, is giving you as an opportunity to really just have the space to do this work. Because when things in the business aren't taking off, they're not taking off for a reason. And oftentimes it's because life is trying to give you the time and the space for you to do what actually needs to be done so that you can actually up-level so much more when you've done that work.
Yes, totally. Like, every time you fall on your face, you're just getting the next lesson. You know, it's just like, oh, cool. Okay, I needed to learn that. And, you know, when it comes to launching, when it comes to your business, you know, like, I've learned so much because I'm just like, oh, that's the reason why. Like, I welcome mistakes. I welcome failures. And it's literally, that's the difference between someone who makes it in this entrepreneur journey and someone who doesn't, is the unwavering commitment to keep stepping back into the arena and keep going, okay, that was a lesson, to not shame themselves for it and to move. You know, and that's why when we get more in connection with our emotions and we do that deep inner work, we can allow the emotion and sensation. Like, if I feel frustration or sadness, I'm like, I can actually feel that. I'm like, oh my gosh, this didn't work. But be with that. If it's for, you know, and the more you do it, the better practice you become in it. It's not going to be a whole week you spend in it. It's going to be an hour or two or half a day, you know, which is so much better than, you know, a whole month, which is what some of us can get ourselves into. So it's the allowing the emotions, the feeling it, not putting a band-aid on it, and then going, okay, what was the lesson? What's next? And that will be one of the most powerful things that you can have as a business owner and as an entrepreneur, is to keep leaning in. Like, every single amazing, incredible entrepreneur has made 2,000 mistakes more than you, you know? Like, and there's no mistakes. It's just learning opportunities. It's like, no matter what, you know, arrows come at me, or no matter what people say about me, or no matter what, I'm like, I'm committed, unwaveringly committed. And as long as I've got people in the arena with me, you know, I've got an amazing group of friends that are in the same venue, I've got the same arena. I've got a couple of coaches that are like, yep, you're doing the right thing. As long as you got that, girl, like, you chill, just keep going. There's something so much bigger than ourselves at play.
100%. And if you're listening into this right now, gosh, there is so much magic inside of this conversation, and I hope that you can feel it. Like, I'm like trying not to cry right now.
I'm fucking activated myself.
Oh man, there truly is. There's so much power and so much magic behind the conversation that's been shared with you guys inside of this piece. And there's just so much. There's just so much. That's what it is. That's what it feels like. And so, before we go on for another hour,
yeah,
to honor the space.
Come back for episode 2 in a few months.
It feels like we're going to need to. Here's what we'll end this with, is really just inviting you guys to really explore a lot of the conversation that we've delved into. And there's probably a lot of pieces that have either been triggering or have been ahas or you've gotten curious about. And I'd invite you guys, if you're not already, to go and check out Kezia, to follow her on Facebook, on Instagram, and really see what it is I'm talking about. Because she's either going to trigger you or she's going to inspire you. And either way, it's exactly what you need. And so, mm-hmm. Love, I'd love to just invite you into any last words that you feel called to share, anything that you want to say, anything that you want to leave them with, and anything else that you'd like to share with them.
It's one of my favorite quotes. Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our greatest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And when we come to love and accept all parts of ourselves, including the shadows, including the parts that we don't want people to know about us, and just accept that they are just parts of our humanness, that is a life of freedom. And that is a life where you get to choose your reality. You know, love your messiness, love all the parts of you. In business, it's gonna get messy, you know, and the more we embrace our mess and and we let go, especially as women, we drop the fucking good girl, people pleaser mask. We take that shit off and we put her over there and we're just like, you know what? You want to get angry at your partner? You fucking let that anger out, you know? It's like, this, it's got to die because we need to move through the emotion. And open up that throat chakra.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, we'll be linking, if you guys are on iTunes, you can follow Kezia. We'll link all of her info on there. Do you want to just share your IG handle or your Facebook URL? Yeah. What vocal is?
Kezia Lee everywhere.
Beautiful. And yeah, just thank you so much, love, for just taking the time and making a space to just drop in and just share all of this. We we really channeled some beautiful stuff today, and just so grateful for you.
Grateful for you, and I hope everyone took something from it. And yeah, so I've said just, if there's anything that you were triggered by or inspired by, just to have some awareness around it, that's all.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, until next time, we will see you soon.